melting of mountain glaciers is altering climbing routes up some of the world's biggest mountains. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Studies show that the world's mountain glaciers are melting at increasing rates, but the most avid mountain climbers already knew that. They're seeing it firsthand. Jennifer Jordan is the author of Savage Summit, a new book about K2, the world's second tallest peak. She says climate change is affecting the sport of climbing.
Certain peaks, like Annapurna particularly, have sloughed off cornices that were climbing routes in the past. And now climbers have had to redevise traditional climbing routes around these areas that are now no longer there because they've fallen off.
Jordan has been up in the Himalayas while researching her book and a companion film. She says conditions in the mountains are still brutal at high altitudes, but Jordan says photographs from as far back as the early 1900s show how far the glaciers have receded throughout the Asian mountains.
It's very hard for somebody that is just sitting there in the middle of these blizzards and this cold and misery to say, wow, global warming. But you look at old pictures and you can see that there are places that are bare and barren that are totally different. So global warming and glacial retreat in particular is very evident in that area.
Recent studies have found glaciers on every continent receding. The impact on climbers is a mere curiosity compared to the problems this trend could cause. Billions of people around the world depend on mountain glaciers for their fresh water supplies. Experts say climate change puts that resource at risk. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.